The big final Group 1 of the racing season is on at Eagle Farm on Saturday. The Sky Racing Tats Tiara. Let's find out the final field with Nathan Burke from the Handicapping Department at Racing Queensland. Morning to you, Nathan.
G'day, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. How many did you end up getting?
Yeah, we got 16 at the end, Andrew, so not a capacity field, but 16 will line up on Saturday.
Okay. I've mentioned to our listeners Chris Waller deciding to keep Tsaritsa to the own age group.
Yeah, Chris has accepted in the Daybreak Lover with her, so she'll have a rematch with Sold for Song, who does meet 2.5 kilos better from the Guinea. So that'll be an interesting race, which we've got last on the card on Saturday.
Okay, we've got 10 races there again on Saturday with the first at 11 o'clock. Take us through this final field for the Sky Racing Tats Tiara, Nathan.
Yes, Andrew. So the 16 are Escadelia, Danish Twist, Precious Gem, Cradle Me, Miss Cover Girl, Jessie Bell, Sultry Feeling, Press Report, Scarlet Billows, Blueberry Hill, Echo Gal, Artistry, Palazzo Publico, One More Zeta, My Poppet, and Beatniks round out the 16, Andrew.
Okay, so Chris Waller hasn't accepted for Telepathic either, so he's decided to go other ways there. So we end up with that number, and Beatniks gets in, had no luck at all the other day, stuck on the inside there, which was probably the wrong part of the track at that part of the day.
Yes, correct, Andrew. When we did see, you know, a bit later in the day, horses that, you know, did go close to the fence, it was clearly a disadvantage late in the day. So, you know, her run was sound. Obviously, a tough task at Group 1 weight for age for her, but, you know, she should run well.
Yeah, let's hope so for Steve O'Day and the connections. All the other fields will come out in the next half an hour, but the barrier draw for this race is going to be done at the Tats Club in Brisbane about 11:15, and Bernadette Cooper is going to be online. And once it finishes, we'll be having Bernie online to pass on this draw, being the final Group 1 and up-to-date markets and things like that. So stay tuned. On Sky Sports Radio, we'll have that barrier draw, I'd say around 11:30, I think we're looking at, somewhere between probably 11:15 and, say, 11:40 is where Bernie will be on. Thanks a lot, Nathan. Good luck with a big day.
Thanks, Andrew. All the best.
Nathan Burke there from the Racing Queensland Handicapping Department. Well, Henry Dwyer has Precious Gem in the race. And he'll be returning back home because at the moment, Henry is somewhere overseas. Hello to you, Henry.
Hey, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. I read it somewhere over the weekend that you're away. Did you go to Royal Ascot?
We did last week. I've got a good mate's wedding in France this week. He gets married down in the south of France on Friday. So we've had a week in Ascot, and then we had... Yeah, Cal's Bucks party in Barcelona over the weekend. We've been in France for a few days, but actually going to miss the wedding, so I'll fly back Thursday afternoon and get back to Brisbane Friday night.
It's a long way to go to not attend the wedding, but I guess you've had a few days with your mate.
Yeah, no, it's been good. I've put in the effort with Cal, so he's happy, and it would have been good to stick around, and probably was going to stick around originally, obviously, but circumstances transpired and couldn't be here, but yeah, looking forward to Saturday in Brisbane.
Well, Precious Gem finished off the Stradbroke pretty nicely, I thought, the other day. You got a long way back, and I know you still got beaten 7 lengths, but she didn't get a lot of luck when you needed it around that home turn, Henry.
No, she was good. Probably suits her to be winning like that, held up a bit and then just been able to finish off, but as you know, the winner and the second horse sort of cleared out down the outside there, and anything that wasn't in that outside lane was sort of in a bit of trouble, and she was as good as anything else in the race. Kim Clark rode her and thought she might run on in the third there, but she just peaked on her run a bit late and battled in the fifth. But she was the first mare home, which is a pretty good indicator for each year going into Tats Tiara, and I'm pretty confident going towards
I know that you've galloped this morning, and I know you would have only got a text or a small video or whatever you've got of that, but she must have come out of the race pretty good for you to press on.
Oh, we were always going to press on. The Stradbroke was more a lead-up than anything else to the Tats Tiara. You know, she won a Group 1 in Adelaide, obviously, but it wasn't up to the strength that the Stradbroke was, and our other big chance to win a Group 1 was always going to be the Tassiara. So we, just with the, all the sales stuff going on with her, and she missed a bit of work, and she was always going to need to run with Cradbury, but she was, yeah, terrific with that in mind, with, you know, off the back of that setback or little lapse in work. And then if she can come on a little bit from that, then she, you know, I wouldn't have thought she needs to come on a great team to be competitive on Saturday, but if she can, then... good luck to her.
Well, for sure. I mean, she was so good to win the Sangster, and I think that the Stradbroke run, if you read it, that you know, she's going to make a little bit of improvement. I know that the Gold Coast was really hit by a significant rain again, and you had to delay your gallop pretty well until this morning.
Yeah, she only would have had one gallop going into the race on Saturday anyway, so whether it was Tuesday or Wednesday, it didn't really matter. They had the just because all the rain was on a Monday there, they wouldn't let them work on the Tuesday on the course proper. It was too wet, but it was still wet this morning, but they were happy to let a few of the better horses on, and she was one of them, obviously. And, yeah, no, she worked great. Worked over 1,000 metres, just running out the last 400 on the bit, which she usually does leading into a race, and that sort of generally cleans her out a bit for the run, and she goes in as good as she can be.
And Blake Shin takes the ride this Saturday.
Yeah, well, Blake sort of... the China Horse Club like to use guys like Blake and Hugh Bowman. Tim Clark jumped on in the Stradbroke just because it was, you know, she only had 52.5 and Tim could ride that weight, but probably without any disrespect to Tim, he rode her great. But just that they sort of prefer to use Hugh and Blake if circumstances permit.
Understand. The other one that I wanted to ask you about away from Brisbane was Landslide. Very much in form down in Victoria. Have you worked out whether you're running at Flemington?
Just sitting up, it's about 1 a.m. in France at the moment. I'm just sitting up waiting for acceptances to be closed just to see what looks like it's going to be the easiest race. So at this stage, well, we've always planned to run the benchmark 78, and I threw in a nom for the provincial plate just because, you know, sometimes they can be a bit weaker, and looking like that this year as well. But probably the benchmark's going to be out, I'd say.
Yeah, right. We'll wait for the final field. I wondered why you were staying up when I spoke via text an hour or so ago. I thought, why are you staying up? But now we know.
Yeah, I know. As much as I'd love to say I was talking to you, Andrew, it's actually, you know, pride ourselves on placing the horses as well as we can, and that means, you know, waiting till the last moment a lot of the time to work out where you're running them. And in his case, he's a horse that, you know, he's a lovely horse, but he's sort of going to be limited in terms of city wins. He'll win a few races here and there, but if you can sort of place him as well as you can, he'll win more races.
Mate, at least you will have some comfort. You'll be on a plane, and hopefully you'll be able to sleep when you're on that. We thank you for your time. Good luck with Precious Gem and the travels back home.
All good. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Henry. Henry Dwyer there. So in France somewhere and heading back to be a part of Tats Tiara Day on Saturday, as is Chris Lees. Hello to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
We've got 16 lining up, and you've decided to pay up for 2, not 3 this morning.
Yeah, I thought Electric Power, she may run in the listed 1,500-metre race or run in Sydney. We'll make that decision over the next 48 hours.
Okay, so you've accepted for both Sydney and Brisbane with her. Okay. There's no better in-form mare at the moment than Danish Twist. In some way, this is a silly question, but I'll ask it anyway. Is she surprising you?
Oh, she has been, no doubt. The target was always the provincial championship, and she was lucky enough to win on the day, but she's probably really come of age since then. Her next few wins have probably been an improvement each time she's gone the races.
And that burst of speed that if she's just given that chance to run on, she just explodes, doesn't she?
Yeah, she was very effective in the June Stakes coming back to 1,100 metres. But it's another big step in grade Saturday, but I think she certainly deserves a chance there.
Is it a hard task, Chris, when you're going from the Scone Dark Jewel of 1,400 back to the 1,100, she pounces on them and wins, and then going back to 1,400?
Well, I thought it was the right race to top her off for to have her ready for the Tiara. I thought the 6 weeks between runs was just a little long, and I considered trialling it, but I thought with the softest track at Randwick, 1,100 metres, it was like a barrier trial for her, but luckily enough, she was able to win the race. So I think it's the right preparation for her, but mindful that she's been in work a long time now.
Yeah. When would she have come in, Chris? Just off, probably pushing the memory back here a little bit.
No, I think around Christmas time. just before Christmas, I think it was.
Okay, yeah, so she's been in work for some time. Her gallop this morning just showed you the right things?
Yeah, look, she's very fit, so she doesn't do a great deal of work on the track, so I like her to do less than more, and she just stretched her legs on the grass here at Newcastle, but she's in good order.
Yep, fantastic. The other runner in the race, we better not forget. Often we focus in on one horse and then we forget about the other one, but how is One More Zeta?
Yeah, she's really well. Look, there hasn't been a great gap between the two of them. She's ran second to her twice in the last three starts. She's ran second to the Danish Twist, and I think there'll be a big gap in the market, but barrier draw pending. I don't think there's a great deal between them. She went 4 weeks between runs as well, but she went to a 1,400 metre Dane Ripper where, under the set weights conditions of the race, she wasn't that well treated.
Mm.
And she'd come from an outside gate, raced without cover, and was still there with 100 metres to go and ran fourth. I think, again, that run will top her off, but she's another one who's been up a long time, but she has found a form in the last four starts.
And what is it? I mean, the old saying, we hear it regularly on this radio station, when mares are in form, you keep them going. Is it what is it, Chris?
Well, I think they just get into a good routine. And, you know, as I said, I don't do a lot with them in track work, but she's found a form now, One More Zeta. She lost away a little bit. She still hasn't won a race for quite a while since she won a Group 3 race in Melbourne, but she has raced at a very high level. And I dropped her back. She was able to get back to a rating where she could run in a midweek race, and that kind of switched her back on. And we've rode her probably more conservative than what she was as a younger horse, and just changed a few things around with her. It's got her back somewhere near her right form.
Yeah, as you say, she hasn't won for a while, but she's been around the mark. Barrier draws crucial, and we'll have them on the radio between probably 11:15 and around 11:40 with Bernie Cooper from the Tats Club in Brisbane. So they're the two there. You've got a couple today at Canterbury, Knit and Pearl and Selectify. What are your thoughts there?
Oh, I thought Knit and Pearl won really well at Gosford at her last start. She deserves a chance now at metropolitan level. I think she'll race very well. Selectify, he's going better than probably what his form guy reads. We'll ride him. I'll be letting the stewards know that we're riding a little bit more conservative from a wide gate. And if he gets the right type of run, it's a topping grade for him. I think he'll ride well at Big Odds.
Okay, Selectify, that's race six, number one. The Eagle Farm track at the moment is a soft seven after the rain that they had on the weekend. At best, Sean Bridges, the track manager, feels we could get back to a five. So that'll be okay with both of yours in the Tats Tiara?
Yeah, I think that's suitable for both horses.
Perfect, yep. All right, good luck, mate. I hope they run well and first up the draws go well. You got stacks of runners tomorrow there at on your home track at Beaumont.
Yeah, there's a few there. Pretty tough day, but, track's holding up really well, so, it should be a good day's racing.
I know we're a long way off that course proper, but you must be elated as a trainer just to see all the grass down there.
It looks really well, obviously. You know, we're still 6 months or so away, but no, they've done a great job and looking forward to it.
Yep, for sure. Good luck. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you, Andrew.
Chris Lee is joining us there from Newcastle.
Bernie Cooper's at Doom. Good morning, Bernie.
Hey, Cozzy, how are you? I'm actually at Tattersall.
Oh, sorry, Tattersall. Oh, in the city, Tattersall, because it's Tats Club Tiara, isn't it? You got the draw.
It is. So we've just had the official barrier draw here. So the favourite, Adskadelia, has come up with barrier 11. Danish Twist is very much in form, has come up with barrier 1. Chris Lees will be stoked with that. Precious Gem 4. Cradle Me, who won the Dane Ripper here last start, has come up with 13. Miss Covergirl 9. Poor Kelly Sreeder. There were two left, 3 and 9. Of course, he got 9. He can't believe it. Still shaking his head. Jesse Bell's come up with 7. Sultry Feeling 14. Press Report, a lot of pressure. I had to pick that one. Come up with 5.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Scarlet Billows, 10, and Echo Girl, 3. They're both backing up from the Gay Waterhouse last Saturday at Ipswich. Artistry's drawn 12. Palazzo Publico, beautiful in barrier 6. One More Zeta, 15. Beatnik's barrier 2. Blueberry Hill, 8. And My Poppet, 16. So we've ended up with 16 runners. No emergencies, but that's as many as they could have run with the rail out 6 metres this week anyway, Cozzy. So that's ended up a good result. Yeah.
All right. How's the track look like? I mean, they're saying it's soft seven at the moment. Bernie Fiegel Farms had that.
Yeah, look, I think it would be. I was there at track work yesterday. It probably looked about that range, maybe even just on the better side, maybe. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we don't get any more rain. They did say we're a possible chance of scattered showers tomorrow, but it's not a... know, it's not like we've got a big low moving in and we're going to get drenched like we did last week. And Saturday's forecast is actually for brilliant weather. So,
fingers crossed. Now, look at the rail. They're saying 6 metres the entire circumference. How'd the track recover after the meeting the other day?
Yeah, it looked beautiful. Like I say, I was there yesterday and she's all patched up and filled and, looking great. You know, obviously it chopped out a bit, Fozzy. But to be honest, I think most tracks chop out after 170 runners sort of thing.
Yeah, they had a fair day, didn't they? They gave it a fair barrier troll first up.
That's right. It wasn't like some laxy Wednesday meeting with seven horse fields. Yeah. It was, it was asked to really step up to the mark. And obviously those last few races, there was, it wasn't much fun on the inside. But the rail out sticks, they'll all be out, in the middle of the track. And I'd suggest that with 10 races, it's the same thing's surely going to happen again this week. They'll be scouting for better ground in later races.
All right, and the first there getting underway at 11 o'clock on Saturday, you'll be having brekkie at the track, Bernie.
Yeah, bacon and eggs.
I reckon.
just about. So, that's right, it's a huge day. The Tatsiara is race eight, the group one. Of course, it's the last group one for the season, Cozzy, so really important for connections of all those fillies and mares looking for that last bit of group one glory prior to going to stud. Well, not all of them go straight to stud, but often they do, actually. Yeah. And, of course, the other feature is the Tattersalls Cup. I think it's the 151st running of it. It's only ended up with about eight runners, Conti, but Benzini, the Eagle Farm Cup winner, probably the shortest in the market there, and, of course, Murray Baker bringing one over as well. So even though it's a small race, it's an interesting little race, that's
all right. Good on you, Bernie. Good to catch up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Cozzy.
Bernie Cooper there at Tattersalls for the Tatsiara draw there. Escadilia drawn in 11. Danish Twist has drawn Barrier 1, which they'll be delighted with that. Precious Gem is going to start from 4. Press Report finished up drawing now. It came out of 5. It will start from 5.